Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We got to talk about Mr. Robert Kraft. Everything was going great for the Patriots. They defied all the odds. They shut up all the naysayers. And they won their sixth Super Bowl. They've been to 9 now, more than any franchise in history. And everything was going great until this morning when news broke that their owner, 77-year-old Robert Kraft, has been arrested and faces misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution charges down in Florida. He was at a massage parlor getting, happy endings, I guess. That's the report. They say they have him on film, video. So he's denying it. We have to throw that in. And, of course, you're innocent until proven guilty. He has denied it in no uncertain terms and said he has not broken the law. In fact, they use the word categorically denies any illegal activity, yet he has been charged. So what are your thoughts on this, Olden?
Well, as much as I hate the Patriots, and I would be the happiest man in the world being a New York Giants fan. I can't be happy with this, only because, once again, here we are already, from what I've seen online and everything else, people are already crucifying this man, that he's guilty. Let the thing play out. We don't know what happened, and if he's denying it, I'm going to roll with him until the legal process, you know, finishes. But my thing is, when I was seeing people saying, oh, you know, what does this mean for the Patriots and him as an owner, it brings me back to Donald Sterling. You know, I mean, I don't care what somebody does in the privacy of their home. That man should not have lost his team. Not for that. I've been on record. He should not have lost. I don't. Listen.
It did say.
There's a lot of sensitivity out there, and I'm getting too tired. There's a lot of sensitivity out there. I'm just getting too tired of it. Okay? Everybody's sensitive. You can't say anything anymore. You can't do anything. Okay? So, but coming back to Robert Kraft.
But that's a strong statement, though. Because, and I feel you. Look, I'm just going to keep it real. As a black man, I was glad he lost his team. With a league that's 80% black or 76%, whatever it is, I was glad he lost his team because he was profiting off of people he didn't seem to respect.
Okay.
An entire race he didn't seem to respect.
Chris.
Now, where I agree with you, again, I was glad to see it happen, but I knew this is a really shaky precedent you're
it's
setting.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
I mean,
no
we opened up a Pandora's box, okay, because the only reason that I was upset with it, he was always cool with me. So I never, you know, there was some issues here and there, but he was never racist towards me or racial or anything like that. So my point was, the man's in his home, in the privacy of his, I don't care if he said he hates all black people. I don't care if he called everybody the N-word. It doesn't make it right. That's my whole point, based on how everything happened. Now, if they want to get him for all the other stuff he's done over the years, I understand that.
Illegal activity.
Yes, yeah. I understand all that. But don't get him for this one, because this was the least of it, because he did it in the privacy of his home. So now you're saying no one can say anything at home. No one can do anything. But getting back to Robert Kraft, it's the same thing. This man is 77 years old. And again, man, M-A-N, he's a man. Men have needs. No matter how old you are. So he wants to go get a happy ending.
He is
ending.
Now the poster child for the dirty old man.
Yeah, but he wants to get a happy. Hey, he's been hanging with Meek Mill and everybody else. He's down.
Right. He's listening to hip hop now.
He had his chain on and everything. But at the end of the day, you know what? It's illegal, but nobody got hurt. Come on. We have bigger fish to fry in this world. Why is it that we are always holding sports figures or people involved in sports to a higher standard than they should be, you know? But yet our politicians, the people that make all these rules right. and laws that affect our daily lives, nothing Robert Kraft does affects my life. Except, you know, I get upset when his Patriots win a championship.
You stay upset then.
Whatever, you know. Sorry, we got him a couple of times. But my point is, it's not, he should not be held to any higher standard than we should have for people in office, so to speak.
No.
We have a president that talks about grabbing, you know,
right.
the coochie and all that stuff. So come
right.
on, this is ridiculous, man. The man did it. It's a misdemeanor. And it's like a part of a bigger thing, because they had over 200 arrests. So down there in Florida, they just grabbing everybody. It doesn't even matter whether you're guilty or not. They're just grabbing everybody in these stings.
No question about it. You make some good points. I can't stand hypocrisy. And there's a lot of double standards and hypocrisy going on right now. Now, what he did was illegal. I don't agree with what he did. I don't agree with that type of lifestyle. However, as you said, our president, who's in office right now, was caught on tape bragging about sexually harassing women, talking about it openly. A former president, Bill Clinton, was in office and messed around with an intern who was the same age as my daughters. I would be pissed. I would be ready to beat somebody down for doing that.
Yes, sir.
All right? And he didn't lose the presidency of the United States. So any talk about taking away the team from Robert Kraft for this is ridiculous, and I think people know that. Nobody, he's not going to lose his team, and he shouldn't. And you can go further. I mean, we glorify this type of behavior in movies, in music. It's entertainment for us. And they could get rid of all that as far as I'm concerned. But as long as you are promoting stuff like this, as long as going to a strip club is now just like going to a restaurant, that's how people view it. It's no different than going to Hardee's or McDonald's or something. Then how are you going to jump on this man for doing something like this?
All that said,
there does need to be some punishment for this simple fact. It is illegal. Whether you think it's really that bad or not, it is against the law. And the NFL has stated it has a personal conduct policy. And players, employees, and owners even are subject to it. Some of the things it says conduct by anyone in the league that is illegal. This is illegal. Violent, dangerous, irresponsible. You could call this irresponsible. Puts innocent victims at risk. Damages the reputation of others in the game. It could damage your reputation. And undercuts public respect and support from the NFL. It does undercut public respect for an owner in the NFL and by extension, maybe the NFL in general. So
he has violated
the personal conduct policy. He should suffer some consequences if found guilty. I would say something like a 4-game suspension. Robert Irsay got 6 games a few years ago for driving under the influence of drugs. That's worse because you're really putting lives in danger. So I'll say 4 games. Yeah, fine. What's a fine going to do to Robert Kraft? Yeah, fine him because you got to. But I think something like that is appropriate.
Well, I guess 4 games. I was going to say, if they gave him 6 games, that would have been too much. Again.
Because it's not as bad as what Irsay did.
It's considered illegal. But again, no one got hurt. We've seen all the videos.
We've seen the videos of people doing stuff. Until they change the law. You know,
yeah.
Until they change the law.
But to me, what's going to happen is the same thing that happened with Sterling. They're going to hit him based on past transgressions.
Wait, you think they're going to try to take the team?
No, I'm not saying they're going to take the team, but he will get hit at least 6, only because of, you know, Spygate and everything else.
Possibly. There's no question about that.
Hey, like I always say, let he who is without sin cast the first stone.
Well, keep reading, because then Jesus told that woman, go ahead, go away and sin no more.
That's right. Go ahead and sin
people
no
always
more.
Forget that point.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Like, they forget the sin, go sin no more point. Sin, so
he
we
who
say
is without
Robert
sin
Kraft,
cast the first stone.
Right, we say to Robert Kraft, we're not judging you, brother, but sin no more. Stop hitting the massage parlors, all right? You 77, man. You need to be getting ready for the next life.
How come no one's talking about the fact that he has a 39-year-old girlfriend?
Yeah, why is he in massage parlors? You got a 39-year-old girlfriend? Is she a model or something like that?
Yeah,
I mean,
twice his age.
He don't need actress or something? Yeah, he don't need to be twice up in places like that. But let me say this, though, Olden. The one thing that potentially could make it a lot more serious is supposedly what the officers are saying, the police, are that these massage parlors were targeted because they were involved in human trafficking. And these girls who were there as the prostitutes were being held against their will and forced into this type of behavior.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And so now, Robert Kraft may have not known that. I guess chances are he had no idea that was the case.
I want to know how long these massage parlors have been open.
If it comes out that he knew that, that takes it to another level, and that would really be damaging for him.
How does he know that, Chris?
No, that's what I'm saying. He probably didn't. I'm just saying, if it comes out that he did know, that's all I'm saying. And again, I don't think he did. But if he did, then it goes to another level. You would agree with that?
I do agree with that. But again,
because then you're involved with exploitation.
You're a billionaire. Have him come to your house. Go to Vegas. Yeah. It's legal there.
Yeah, you could accuse him of stupidity. You could definitely do that.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know, I worked at the old network ESPN, and he was one of my favorite guys to work with when he was there. He is a former NBA Coach of the Year, one of the best to do it in recent history. George Karl. George, welcome to the Odd Couple. How you doing?
I want to know which one's the odd couple.
We're both odd, Coach.
Right, right. We are both oddballs.
It's the odd threesome now, then.
How you doing?
My life is easy. I'm having fun, enjoying life. You know, I wish I was still coaching a little bit, but, you know, I have a lot of friends coaching. A lot of guys come through Denver. We go to dinner. We talk basketball, and I still feel connected.
I wish you were coaching too, man, because I'd love to be on your staff. Hey, I put it out there.
Well, George,
the money must be getting a lot better if Polynesian's ready to go to work.
Man, it's not even about the money. It's just I just want to do it.
George, I mean, there could be some openings out there this offseason. You're definitely ready to get back into coaching and putting your name in the hat?
You know, I'm blessed from the standpoint I don't have to work. So, I mean, but, you know, there's always an itch. Everybody that's been in coaching as long as I've been has a desire to probably do it again. And, you know, the game I don't think has passed me by. I think I see the game pretty well. And, you know, I watch a lot of basketball. I probably don't watch as much as if I was coaching, but I still watch a lot of basketball.
Hey, Coach,
the Tar Heels. The Tar Heels last night kicking Duke's butt like they did.
Well, of course, without Zion,
they still would have won the game.
I still think they would have won the game.
They would have won the game. It would have been closer, but they would have won the game.
How would they have won?
They're the better team. Come on, stop it. They're the better team.
Really?
Yes, I believe Carolina's better than Duke.
Coach Carr, let's start there then. George, everybody's giving their opinion on what Zion Williamson should do. It just seems like it's a minor sprain. He's day-to-day. What do you think? I mean, there are those that say he should shut it down and just get ready for the NBA draft where he'll be the number one pick. What's your opinion on the matter?
I hope he doesn't. I hope he plays. I hope I'm old school there. And, you know, if his team wins an NCAA championship, he'll never forget that year. It'll be a memory in his life that he'll never give up. And I know it's not worth the millions of dollars he's going to make. I just have a feeling when you start thinking about injury, you get injured.
Yep.
And if you don't think about it and you just play hard, like, I like his personality. I like his smile. He has an energy that's good for basketball. And I think his karma is this is a freak injury. It's not going to be that bad. Get healthy and go back and get hot in the NCAA tournament.
How convinced are you that he'll be a superstar in the NBA?
I like him because he doesn't really play. He plays the game very uniquely. He's left-handed, which is also more difficult to figure out. So I think he has a damn good chance of it. The one thing is I have not been able to see if he can cover the three-man or the two-man. If he could be able to be versatile enough to be able to play outside very, very aggressively. And then, of course, you know, I mean, a guy like him it's basically if they cover him with a big guy, go outside, and if they cover him with a little guy, go inside. And that's an easy way to coach. But I love his personality. I love his grit right now. And I think what we saw when he got hurt, you know, there's some leadership there because his team was like leaderless when he went out.
Hey, Coach, my question kind of like twofold. I was with you for a couple of days in Sacramento watching practices and everything, and I remember how things were with Boogie Cousins. And you say that there's always an itch to coaching again and that you wouldn't mind doing it. Do you think that your style or does anything have to change for you based on how these young players are today?
Well, I've always felt that as a coach, and I thought early in my career and even later in my career, I changed a lot. I was changing for sake of the game, and I also think it's the sake of the business. You know, the money is so much bigger than it was. The brand of players is important. What you say in the newspapers now is dynamically engaged by a news day that if you say something wrong, it's going to blow up on you. And then, of course, you throw social networking in there, and it's definitely a changing game. It's always been a changing game, but because of the situation of internet and the way sports is being covered 24 hours a day, it's becoming even a bigger part of, you know, you got to evolve, you got to change, you got to adapt.
Okay. Now, my next one, are you pro analytics or con?
I love analytics when it fits my eyes and my heart.
Hello. Thank you. Right. That's what I've been saying. We've been doing analytics since the beginning of time. Now they just have these guys putting it down on paper.
No, I don't think there's any question that my game was somewhat analytical when I was in we played very fast, and I think now everybody wants to play fast because it's an easier game. Defensively, I think right now the league is kind of, there's an imbalance going on where the offense has an advantage over the defense, but someone's going to figure out the defensive end of the court. And it's always a challenge. I mean, that's what's great about NBA basketball. It's the best players, the best referees, and the best coaches trying to figure out who's the best in the world.
It's the iCup. We're joined by former NBA Coach of the Year, George Karl. George, you had great success in Denver coaching Carmelo Anthony, and now he's trying to get back in the league. Nobody seems to want him. Why do you think he can't get a spot in the league right now?
Well, I really think it's basically his last two or three stops, his last two or three years in the league. He has shown a little bit of a resistance to go to the bench and play off the bench. And I think that's where as most coaches, I said that through. I said that probably when I was working at ESPN, that he would be an unbelievably good sixth man. I still think he could be a great bench player for a very good basketball team. But he's never shown that he's adaptable to that personality of his game. And I think right now, I don't think there's any question right now that he's falling into the older player that wants to be a leader in the locker room. And I think some people are a little bit afraid that his leadership of individuality might be more powerful than being an old veteran trying to help the young guys figure out the game of basketball.
Last thing, Coach, we got about a minute left. The NBA is now looking at getting rid of the one-and-done rule and letting guys come straight out of high school to the draft. You, of course, coached in the league when that was legal. Would you like to go back to that, where guys can go straight from high school to the pros?
I don't think there's any problem, but my one worry is there's a lot of guys that have gone from high school to the pro ball that have failed big time and have gotten nothing from the game of basketball. I don't know if we can protect from those guys, and I don't know if, even if the rule change might be that if you go and get cut out of high school, can you go back to college? I think that would be a good adaptation to the rule, because, you know, I think some players, you know, their ego says I can play. And then pretty soon, 1 year, 1 month in, and they get cut, or they can definitely see that they should go to college. I think that avenue should be open to them if possible.
Yep, I agree. I agree, Coach. I think the G League could be a safety net for these guys that don't make it. And then you're right. I think they should be able to go right back to college if they don't get drafted or something like that.
Yeah,
all right, George.
I
Go ahead.
I just think the student athlete is a big part of what basketball has been. And if we can continue to have a great relationship with the NCAA, I think it's a win-win for everybody.
All right, Coach, great stuff. We appreciate it, and we hope to see you back on the sidelines at some point.
Okay, you odd couple. Go ahead.
Yeah, don't forget, I'm available. Big man's coach.
Okay. Take care,
all right,
guys.
George.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day?
or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right after, the next day, I believe, after Zion Williamson injured himself in the Duke North Carolina game on Wednesday, the NBA, a report comes out that the NBA is looking to drop the age requirement from 19 to 18, get rid of the one and done rule in college, and allow players to go straight from high school into the NBA. What are your feelings on this?
Well, I've always felt that kids should have been able to come out of high school because, you know, you can die for your country at 18, but you can't go play professional basketball at 18. It didn't make sense. And so this is something that they've been talking about, you know, changing it for the draft. And, you know, I think Zion getting hurt, like, really put a focus right back on it again. But, again, my point is being the NBA has, you know, we've let guys come out of high school and then we don't. Then we let them come out of high school and then we don't. Hey, let it be what it is. The NCAA will continue thriving. They'll continue making money off of kids, you know, whether it's one and done's or not. Because they've been doing it for so many years. And they're not willing to admit the truth that this is professional basketball, okay, on the college level. It's still professional basketball because somebody's getting paid. And so to me,
everybody's getting paid except for the players.
And so to me, let them come out. If they want to do it, it's about choices. You know, it's not about, well, they're not ready. Okay, then, if they're not ready, then they got to make the right choice for themselves. If you're not ready, you better have great parents, great support systems to let you know you're not ready. And these teams got to do their homework and their scouting as well. Because the last time we went through this, you know, everybody wanted us to save them from themselves, you know, as far as like these GMs, because they were making bad decisions. That's your fault for making a bad decision on a young kid. You know, you know how long it takes for guys to get into this NBA lifestyle. And so if you're not doing your job, that's not on us. But I do believe these kids got to have an opportunity to make that decision for themselves. Do I go to college or do I go to play pro basketball?
Here's what I think, Olden. I think what would be best for the quality of play at both the collegiate level and the NBA would be if guys stayed in school 2 or 3 years and learned how to play basketball, got some good coaching, and then entered the NBA more ready to play. All that said, though, I think what's fair in America is that if they're good enough at 18, they should be able to go to the pros. So I'm with you. I mean, again, I think the league would be better overall quality of play if guys stayed in college a few more years. But I think what's fair is that they could go straight out of high school. I mean, it happens in baseball. It can happen in tennis. It can happen in golf. I mean, so many sports. Really, everything except football and basketball, for the most part, you can go pro straight out of high school. Football is understandable because most of these kids would get maimed if they went to the NFL straight out of high school. But basketball, that's not the case. So I'm with you. I think one thing they need to do kind of this time around, because it's going to happen, they need to create a safety net for the kids that aren't good enough. Now, there are going to be a lot of kids who declare for the NBA draft. They think they're better than they are. They either won't get drafted or they might go in the second round where there's no guaranteed money. I think the G League is a safety net. And these kids, if they don't get drafted, they don't make it to, they don't make their teams, you know, their team, even if they are drafted in the second round, they should be able to go down to the G League, get paid, and perform and try to get back to the NBA. There should be another option, I believe, that you can go back to college and play or go to college and play. Like this rule that, oh, if they declare for the NBA draft and they don't get drafted, they can't ever play in college again. That makes no sense. That's hogwash. When I was in college, I had an internship at the Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper, the biggest in Ohio, and I got paid. And it didn't affect my ability to go back to college the next year. Any college student, I mean, if you got some special prodigy out there in engineering who gets a job with a great engineering firm, he can get that job, get paid, and still be a college student. Why does it have to be different with athletes? Because as you said, this is not amateur basketball or football. Because everybody's getting paid except for the players. Yep. You're going to tell me Mike Krzyzewski's an amateur basketball coach? Please.
That's what I've been saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Coach for free.
I mean, I could argue even for that reason alone, the fact that some of these kids are being exploited to the nth degree, for that reason alone, they should be able to go to the NBA. But I'm with you. Now, you played – against in the era where guys could come out of the league, and as you said, the rule has gone back and forth. What obstacles, whether it's on the court or in the locker room or off the court, just the lifestyle or whatever, what obstacles are there for an 18-year-old who comes straight out of high school?
Oh, everything. Everything comes into play. The lifestyle, the traveling, the women. Everything comes into play. The financial aspects of it. You're getting all this money now. You're not used to that. You know, your family's not used to it. Most of the kids that are coming in that are one and done, their families have always had financial struggles. And they're not used to having $1 million, $5 million, whatever it is. And so to me, it's everything. It comes into play. And then physically, you're not ready, whether you think you are or you're not. You know, a perfect example, like my son, he's 6'11". He's nowhere near ready. He's going to go to college. He's not a one-and-done guy. You know, people have to be honest with themselves. And these parents got to stop pimping their kids, too, okay?
Right.
It's okay that he goes to college for a year or two if he's not ready, as opposed to trying to take the quick money. But my one of the things I wanted to say is this. The NBA and the NCAA are partners. They've, whether it's on paper or not, we know that they're in partnership. Why don't you guys actually do a partnership with these one-and-done guys from a financial standpoint? You know, you can subsidize it if they go to college. One of the things I said was this. If a kid goes to college, right, say he plays 1 year, you pay him. You put the money in escrow, okay? If he leaves after 1 year, the money goes back to the school. But if he stays 4 years and he graduates and all that stuff, he gets to keep the money. At least now, you know, everybody's getting something out of it. You know,
as opposed to what we have
right now. Yeah, you know, you just put the money in escrow. And so,
well, one thing I could see, Olden, and you know, how you pay college kids is a difficult, complicated thing. However, I think one easy way is simply to let them capitalize on their likeness. So if Zion is so well known, and he was, even before he got to Duke, everybody knew. You see him on Instagram, you see him on YouTube, all these dunks. Basketball people knew about him. He was largely a superstar already.
Yeah.
Okay. And if he could have capitalized on that and Nike or Adidas wanted to give him a contract, let him do it. Or if you know, if his jersey is selling, he should get a certain percentage of it. If they should be able to go out and sign autographs and sign jerseys and caps and get paid for it. I think just that in and of itself, that would cost the colleges nothing. The colleges wouldn't have to pay, and you wouldn't have to deal with, like, let's say you got Zion. Like, look at the Duke team. And let's say Zion and R.J. Barrett, and even we'll throw in Cam Reddish. Yeah. Let's see those three can capitalize on their likeness. Shoe companies want to sign them. People want their autographs, and they're willing to pay for them to come and sign them at a show or whatever. The other 12 guys on the team, nobody's offering them a shoe deal. Nobody's offering them money for their autograph or anything like that. Their jersey's not selling, so they don't get paid. So now you don't have to deal with, well, should the sixth man make as much as the team superstar?
The team's still making money. My point, okay, my suggestion was to give the kids the scholarship amount, whatever that amount is. So if
it's $70,000.
$70,000 goes into escrow. Okay? Because you're giving me
the scholarship.
Quote unquote, you give me a scholarship 70. Because it's just a word. Because, you know, if you are giving me a scholarship and it's a $70,000 scholarship or $100,000, okay, instead of saying you're giving me a scholarship, you give me $100,000, you put it in escrow. I still go to class. Because I can go to UCLA right now and learn. I just don't get credit. But I can walk on campus and walk into a classroom and learn anything I want. And it'll be free. You know, I just don't get the credit for it. So that scholarship is basically for them to keep track of your transcript. And so to me, put that $100,000 in escrow. Again, if they leave after 1 year to the NBA, they're making millions, the money goes back to the school. You haven't lost anything. But if they stay 2 years, they get 2 years worth of scholarship. Because remember now, the scholarship is every year. You don't get a 4-year scholarship. These kids don't realize that. It's individual years. You got to re-up for your scholarship every single year.
So would you just do that for football and basketball players? I would.
But whoever gets a scholarship, it doesn't matter. If I get a tennis scholarship, it's the same thing. I'm still bringing money into
the tennis kid isn't generating money for
but
the school.
But you still are
Neither
able
is
to
the swimmer, the
but
wrestler,
you are
the
still
player.
Able to offer them a scholarship, so you are making money. Because at the end of the day, all the money goes to the school.
But there is something for kids, for most students, most student athletes, the scholarship by itself is legitimate. Like, most student athletes aren't going to make it to any type of pro level. So for them, getting an opportunity to have a free education is good. Trust me, as a parent who's paying for college tuition for his children who are not on scholarship, that's a big deal. I think it really only exploits a handful of superstar players who really, you know, bring in all the fans and things like that.
Hey, Chris, the NCAA, the amount of money they make starts with the letter B, not the letter M.
I get it.
Okay, so they can offset so many scholarships. They can pay because all these schools are getting money. And so at the end of the day,
they're getting money from the football and the basketball
but
teams.
But that's enough to
not the rest of the
but
athletes.
That's enough to take care of all the sports.
But why should the swimmer get paid when they're not bringing in money?
I'm not saying get paid. I'm saying if you offer a kid
a
swimming scholarship.
If you put that $70,000 in escrow, and if I graduate in 4 years, do I get the $280,000?
Okay, well, then you can cut it in half then. You can figure out a way. There's ways to do this. They're just choosing not to do it because we don't want to pay the kids. And that's what I'm upset with.
No, I agree with that.
That's where my argument's coming from. You know, it's the fact that everybody's making money except the young men and women.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.